Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I've been waiting for this phone call this morning. Karen Conte is on the phone. She is the owner of Conte Law. She's been a lawyer for 30 years, concentrating on family law and business law, and has excellent and diverse trial experience. And of course, you can listen to her Saturday after, make that Sunday afternoon. We don't want you to work every day of the week, right, Karen?
That's right.
Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 on WGN Radio. How are you this morning?
Good. It's so nice to talk to you. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to talk to you, too. In fact, you're the person I could talk to every single day because I've got a million legal questions. But I'm most distressed about this Heather Mack story that has come about. Is there any chance that girl's coming back to Chicago?
Yeah, I think she is, and she says she is. She, you know, I was kind of looking through all the years of litigation and stuff going on in the case, and, you know, she did try to get that trust money from her mother. Her mother left her about $1.6 million, and she spent quite a bit of that trust money trying to get to that money. The court basically said, you know, we're going to give it to the child and put it in trust for the child. So this, hopefully the child will be taken care of. There's a lot of questions here, Lisa. When she comes back, where is she going to go? Will she have custody of her child? What about the woman who's taking care of her child? Apparently, she gave her her baby to a woman who she met, and that woman has been taking care of the child. So now what happens? It's going to be very interesting.
So if you don't remember the story, Heather Mack went on vacation with her mother to Bali and murdered her own mother and then was facing a firing squad there, had a baby while she was in prison, and is now being released, which is so stunning because usually in some of these countries outside of the U.S., you just don't see somebody ever get out, let alone get out this early for a murder that was that brutal.
That's exactly right, Lisa. And the Balinese law is bizarre. There's a woman in jail for trying to smuggle in like 10 pounds of cocaine, and she's facing the death penalty for that. And here it is, this woman kills her mother, and she's getting out in less than 10 years. I mean, explain how that is fair.
Balinese law is
all over the place, and I have never been able to figure it out.
It's amazing that you even follow all that international law. That is so much to learn and so much to follow. We've got a question for Karen Conte from 630. She said, or maybe he, let's see, I've been divorced for over 15 years, but we still have assets in my name, including a house. I just found out that my ex has been filing state and federal taxes as married. Does this create any jeopardy or liability for me?
Oh, it sure does. Well, he's committing fraud, and that's IRS fraud, which is big-time fraud. This needs to be straightened out. If there are still assets that are held jointly, the divorce decree should have divided them up. And if they weren't divided up, perhaps the house wasn't sold and stayed in one person's name. This needs to be done, and there needs to be a demand made on him to do what he needs to do to comply. And if not, she's going to have to go back to court and ask the judge to make him do these things and get them to stop filing tax returns that are fraudulent.
You're listening to Karen Conte. She is the owner of Conte Law. You hear her on WGN quite often. And if you've got a question, a legal question, you could give us a call right now at 312-981-7200 or simply text like the last person did. Now that vaccine mandates are underway, does anyone in Chicago who is vaccine hesitant have a legal leg to stand on if they work for an employer that demands it?
No, they don't. And you know, interestingly, this approval of the by the FDA really doesn't strengthen anyone's rights. It doesn't change anything because employers and the states all have a right to mandate vaccination. They do. This is part of their police power under the Constitution. And these kinds of things have been upheld by the Supreme Court for 100 years, over 100 years. Smallpox vaccinations. All children have to get certain vaccinations before they go to school, right? So these are things that are clearly legal. And the fact that it's now FDA approved doesn't really make a difference. I suppose it for people who are anti-vaxxers, it should make them say, all right, now I'm going to get it, but I doubt that's going to happen.
A lot of Cook County residents, Karen, are in shock. They got their tax bill. They opened it up. They about passed out. I heard one lady say that on TV last night, like, oh my gosh, mine went up 8%. And the window has closed for many counties that if you've already missed the appeals process. But for those counties where you can still appeal your property tax bill, is that something you need to hire a lawyer for to navigate all that paperwork, or is that something people can do on their own?
No, I really think that's something you should hire a lawyer for. It's a very complicated system in Cook County. It's very political. You need to know how to do it. You need to know what the proper arguments are to make. And listen, the lawyers generally don't charge you until they save you money, and then they take a percentage of it. So it's not like you generally have to lay out money for a lawyer, which to me, you're going to get more from the lawyer. You have to pay that lawyer a little bit of money, but in the net, in the end, you're going to do better.
Because last year when I did this, I called the Kane County office and they wanted to come and look inside my house. And I was like, wait, I'm appealing my taxes and you want to come look inside the house? I go, that tells me you're going to raise them even more. And they're like, well, not necessarily. And I'm like, I don't know. Let me think about this. It was one of those quick hangups.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's worth a lot of money. And if you sell your house, obviously you want the taxes to be as low as possible to make it attractive to a buyer. So this is a big investment. And this is the type of thing that does make it sense to hire a lawyer.
There's been a big boom in home sales and people are at these closings. And often it is required that you have a real estate lawyer there. But if you're going into a home closing, what are some of the things that people need to be aware of? You know, the legal issues that will arise there that you might be able to avert if you take care of things ahead of time.
Well, I mean, I would never buy or sell a house without a lawyer. It is such a small price. I mean, what is it, $1,000 for some property that you're going to buy that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, probably your biggest investment in life. So having a lawyer there, I mean, there's so many things about inspections and the different nuances when it comes to financing. And all of those things have to be taken care of. And listen, I'm a lawyer, but I'm not a real estate lawyer. And I hire a lawyer in a real estate closing. So I don't even know all the issues. I don't even know what to look for. So that's how complicated it can be. And it's very, very important to get a lawyer on both sides, buying and selling.
Okay, now that I've got you on the phone, I've got a legal question too. My husband and I bought 22 acres to build our dream home on. And about 8 months after, we started getting letters from the power company saying, oh, we're going to take 50 feet of your property along 800 feet of the front of it, so 50 feet deep, and we're going to pay you $3,000, and we're going to put up these big power lines that are 30 feet higher than the country power lines that are there right now. I tried to hire any kind of lawyer that could represent me or at least look at this contract that we're being forced to sign, or they'll take it with eminent domain, right?
Right.
You can't find a lawyer to represent consumers. They all work for the electric company.
You can find lawyers. These are inverse condemnation lawyers, or like you said, eminent domain lawyers. And there's a whole group of them that do just this. That contract that you get that they tell you you should sign, you shouldn't sign it, because what they're offering you is minuscule compared to what you would get. You hire one of these lawyers. Again, they take it on a contingent basis. They do their research. They get an expert, and they say that little parcel of land is worth way more than X dollars that they're being offered, and this is why. And this is why it's going to devalue your property, and you have to pay us X amount of dollars. I can find you a lawyer to do that. And that's one of the things I do, Lisa. I tell people, call me. I'll get you a lawyer. I don't do this kind of work. I don't make money of it. But let me find you the right person.
I'll be calling you today, Karen.
Okay.
If you have a legal question, you can email Karen, WGN at AskKarenConti.com. That's C-O-N-T-I. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today. We sincerely appreciate it.
You're doing a great job, Lisa. Take care.
Thanks.